Hello.
Hello, my name is Carlva. I'm calling for an opinion research on behalf of our client.
On behalf of what?
Our client.
I can't hear you. Oh, your client. Who is your client?
Yes. This is a public opinion research firm, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I'll ask you for any donation. May I speak with Stephen?
Yes, this is the person.
Hi, Stephen. Would you like to proceed with a survey and questions?
How long is it going to take?
Maybe around 3-4 minutes.
Okay, if it's that 3 or 4 minutes, I'll take it.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, would you like to proceed in English or Spanish?
English, please.
Okay. Am I speaking with Stephen Goldberg?
Yes.
Okay.
Are those the only two languages you're conducting the interview in, English or Spanish?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Okay. So, first of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's a long wait off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S., Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
I will vote. I'm completely
okay,
certain, yes.
Thank you. What is your race?
What do you mean my race?
Yes. If you are Asian, Hispanic, or any other?
I'm not Asian. I'm not Hispanic. I'm an American.
Okay, great. Thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you male?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. In what year were you born?
1951.
51.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, comfortable feeling. 100 means very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you feel it.
Okay.
Thank you. Rob Menendez?
The senator or the congressman?
Senator.
The senator. 40.
Okay. Rob Menendez, congressman?
70.
Okay, thank you.
Do I get a chance to array his sister, Alicia Mendez?
Oh, well, let me see. Well, actually, we do not have her on the list.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, thank you. What about Ravi Bala?
Who?
Ravi Bala.
Ravi Baba? Who? Ravi
Bala.
Who? I don't know who they are.
Oh, okay. No problem. Stephen Fulop?
80.
Okay. Phil Murphy?
75.
Andy Kim?
80.
Okay. Tommy Murphy?
I don't know.
Okay. Joe Biden?
90.
Okay, thank you. Okay, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Which one, the congressman or the senator? I get the first names mixed up.
Yeah. So we are talking about the son.
Okay. What's the first thing that comes up to my mind? Right, good, but nepotism.
Okay, right, good.
Mm-hmm. And nepotism.
Would you like to add something else?
No.
When you say you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress, strongly disapprove?
Wait, Bob or Rob? Which one? You have to give
Rob
the
Menendez.
Which one? Senator or congressman?
Congress. Member of Congress.
Very good. He's doing a good job.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And if the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Andy Kim, and Patricia Campos and Tammy Murphy, for who would you vote?
Who are my choices again?
Yeah. Bob Menendez, Andy Kim, Patricia Campos Medina, and Tammy Murphy.
Well, I don't know the last two, so it would probably be between Menendez and Kim.
Okay. So what would you choose?
I don't know. It depends. I have to see what the campaign is going to be about.
Okay. Thank you. Well, if the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today, and you have to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Bob Menendez and Andy Kim?
I can't answer that.
Oh, sure.
Because it's not today, so I can't answer that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Robbie Bala,
I'm Kim sorry, Hayes. I can't answer those hypothetical questions.
Oh, okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue.
Okay.
Okay, and in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
I've heard some. Mm-hmm.
Okay, question. How closely would you state you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Very, 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 very closely.
Okay, thank you. Please.
In answer to your question, I would not vote for Bob Menendez just because of the just because of the perception.
Okay.
Riding his father's coattails.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so now please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Bob Menendez.
Okay.
The first one is Congressman Bob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. Strongly disagree, somewhat agree, someone disagree, strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Bob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crime.
Which one, Bob? You can't give me the first name. You have to give me the are you talking about the senator or the congressman now?
Okay, let me say it again.
They practically have the same first name, too. That's why
yes.
It's confusing.
Okay, yes. So
are we talking about the senator or the congressman?
And this one about the both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it says, in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything. And
yes.
Congressman,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Yes.
And Congressman Bob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crime.
True. Mm-hmm.
Strongly agree? Someone agree?
No, I can't, because the way you, I agree with what? I agree with that you're innocent until proven guilty?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I also think it's very important about the perception and the legal and the ethical. He should resign already, Bob Menendez. Don't get me started on that. I think he's, in fact, I'm going to go down from a 4, what did I rate him before? Bring it down to 20, please.
Okay, sure, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He had his time. He had his time. This is not the first time. He can't help himself. He just can't help himself.
Sure, I understand, no problem.
So in fact, bring him down to the more you talk about it, the lower I'm going to rate him.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
So would you like me to go to 20, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Allow me just a second. Okay. So in this one, would you choose either agree or disagree, strongly agree, strongly disagree?
Okay.
So which one would you choose?
For what? What's the question now? What do I agree or not agree to? I forgot.
Yeah, if you are innocent until proven guilty.
Well, I agree, but that has nothing to do with, I agree, but that has nothing to do with whether or not he should resign or not.
Okay.
Of course you're innocent until proven guilty. Even Trump is innocent until proven guilty.
Okay, so the
but
next
I'd give him a negative 50. Well, sorry, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the next one will be, there is no way that Congressman Brad Menendez was not involving his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
I'm sure he wasn't involved in it. I'm 100% certain he wasn't involved.
He was or wasn't?
Was not. I'm sure he was not.
Okay, so you are strongly agree.
I agree he was not involved, but that doesn't mean I still don't think he should win. I don't think he should take over I just don't think he, his time has not come yet.
Okay, no problem. So the next one will be, the son should not have to pay for the sin of the father.
And oh, of course I agree. Oh, I agree with that. But we're not talking about the sins of the father. There's still perception.
Okay.
If this is going to continue talking about the Menendez, I'm just going to get upset and maybe not answer any more questions. I mean, is this all about the Menendez now?
No, just this section. So I will ask you just one more question about this, and then we are going to move
good.
To... Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So the last one will be, Congressman Brad Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He's not involving his father's issues anyway.
Is that what? What? The second part?
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, of course. Yeah,
okay.
He hasn't. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman about Menendez, and
is this the rest about Menendez?
No, it's
the rest of the thing. I don't want to talk about Menendez anymore.
Okay, so...
It's just making me... Okay, so can we go to the next thing?
Sure, no problem.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Okay. So, Hakuvan Major Ravi Bala has 15-year record.
I don't even know who he is.
Okay.
Who is he, Bobby Bala? Is he a congressman? What is he?
He will be running for this elections.
Yeah, but who is he? What does he do now?
Well, in this case, I'm not allowed to say that.
Well, then I can't. I mean, I never heard of the guy.
Oh, okay, sure, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to move to the next question.
Okay.
Okay.
I have only 2 more minutes. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
We are almost done.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
After hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If you want to vote for someone today, that will be for Ravi Bala, Kaylee Hayseed, Rob Menendez, or...
For Senate? I thought Stephen Phillip might be running, too. Why aren't you asking me about that?
I'm sorry.
Look, I don't know who that Bobby Bilar is. I've never heard of the Morrissey lady.
Okay.
I, on principle, probably wouldn't want Menendez, so I'd probably vote for Andy Kim.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I suspect your client is Bob Menendez or a political thing.
Actually, we have more questions regarding Ravi Bala and...
Okay, well, I don't know who Bobby Bala is, and
yeah,
I don't know who the other person is, so...
I'm moving on, so that's why.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and finally, I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only.
Okay.
In political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I don't have, those are the only choices I have.
You have very, very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, and conservative.
Somewhat liberal.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your
yes.
home, or own?
Thank
you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A graduate degree in college.
Okay, thank you. Are you current or retired member of a labor union?
No.
Okay, And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I please have your first name?
Steven.
Okay, Steven, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your time. And are
thank
you,
you
interested in participating in a follow-up research study?
I don't think so, but thank you anyway.
Okay. So we are done with the survey. I really appreciate
you.
Your time, and I hope you have a good rest end of the day.
Thank you very much. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.